Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Joining me live right now on coronavirus, you know, listening to Tom Puckett's report of police departments dealing with positive cases of the virus. But crime is down. We're hearing about that over and over from local police departments. And terrorism, too, seems to have taken a break, Brad. But there have been instances of people where they're maybe coughing deliberately in people's faces or on produce in a store. Some might consider this a prank, but this really is very serious, isn't it?
Oh, it is very serious. And my guess is that there's one guy that we know about that's been charged, and he did exactly what you just said. He coughed in somebody's face and said, "I had the virus and I hope you get it," or something to that effect. Just being a knucklehead. Then you have white supremacist groups who are encouraging, apparently, some of their members, if they're infected, to go and try to infect people of the Jewish faith and law enforcement. Now, you know, that's sort of another level of this, you know, and it goes all the way up, Susan, to, you know, what's going on in the mind of leaders of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They're seeing something like a virus and what economic damage it causes on the West. And, you know, would they potentially try something? Because let's face it, it wouldn't be very expensive to do.
I mean, joking about spreading a deadly virus is like yelling fire in a crowded theater, right? But actually worse.
That's right. And that's why the Justice Department and the FBI are now going to charge people with terrorism that do it. Because the virus, I think, can be defined as a biological agent. And so I think you'll see more of that, you know, in addition to people trying to sell scams of treatment and cures. They just arrested a guy yesterday in California that was doing that.
You know, when you think about when this is over, I mean, for counterterrorism experts, it's a whole new level, right, that they're going to be needing to watch out for. Because obviously, like you just said, terrorists have got to be taking some cues from this.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we've spent so many years going after international terrorism issues, and we've only in recent, I suppose, years started focusing more on domestic, because domestic has really been our problem in most things defined as terrorism. But, you know, that has to obviously, Susan, go in conjunction with we have to totally rethink and restructure our whole pandemic system, which clearly was not up to snuff for this. And let's face it, some version of this will happen again because history has told us it does happen, even if it becomes, you know, through just the spread of it, not by some bad guy attempting to do it. So we really have to pull it together in reference to how we will fight this, both from a law enforcement and a medical emergency standpoint.
Right. I mean, talk about, you know, a way to bring the world to its knees. You know, this has certainly been doing it. It's evident to anybody that's watching. Brad, we appreciate the time. Brad Garrett joining us live this morning from Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.